The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Exodus 14, verses 14. Being still is very hard for most people. We're used to overextending ourselves, overworking, overscheduling, overdoing things. We're always running to the next appointment, to the next job, to the next relationship, the next. Or we're running away from the last relationship, running away from the last job. We're running away from things or running to things. And when we find ourselves running away or running towards things, oftentimes there's something within us that we're trying to escape. We're trying to escape the difficult childhood. We're trying to escape the toxic relationship. We're trying to escape the unhealthy workplace. And if you keep running, if you keep fighting your battles on your own, you'll continue to run. And you'll continue to go at 150% until you're able to do nothing else. And then you're at 0% until you're all the way back at zero. So in those moments when you find yourself running away from something or running to something, allow God to fight your battle. He will fight for you. Many times as God is fighting, we don't see any changes in the physical realm. But in the spiritual realm, He's fighting for you. He's working for you. He is fighting for you. God is not against you. And as God is fighting, our job is to be still. Just be still. So when we pray and we ask God to help us to do this, to help heal this part of us, to work through this situation that we're in, our job is to be still. And I don't want you to think that you just sit and pray and do nothing. But what does being still mean? If you are in a difficult job situation, that means that you work on your resume. You apply for jobs, but you don't get anxious when you don't get a call back. You don't get depressed when they choose to go with another candidate. You're doing the work you need to do, but you're allowing your emotions to be still. You're allowing yourself to feel, to grieve. That's what it means to be still. Feel your emotions. Don't run from your emotions. Grieve your losses. Don't try to hide them. Deal with the pain. Be still and allow God to fight your battles.
Hey sis, are you enjoying these podcast episodes? Is God showing up and blessing you? Has this podcast transformed the way that you think, transformed your prayer life, or even helped you get through a difficult situation? If it has, I'll ask of you to share this episode with someone. Share it with one person that you know will be blessed by listening to these daily love letters from God. And also, leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. I hope that you continue to be blessed greatly by these daily love letters from God, the words that God has given me to give to you.